Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch podcast and radio show on Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is Christmas Eve, and tomorrow is the big day we've been preparing for, Christmas Day, where our Lord Jesus was born in a little manger in Bethlehem. We're completing our Advent and the readings from our preparation and preparing this way. And we're doing, today we're doing Friday, week four, and Saturday, also week four. And a topic title for yesterday's on Friday was Preparing to Receive Christ. And the topic was reading was written by Father Henry Newman. And the reading is from Isaiah 9:6. A child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulder, and his name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Father states here on this Friday, the days before Christmas must be days of deep prayer to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. We must be really ready to receive Him. Christ wants to be born in us, but we must be open, willing, and receptive, truly welcoming. Songs and music and good feelings and beautiful liturgy and nice presents and big dinners and many sweet words do not make Christmas. Christmas is yes, saying yes, receptive beyond all emotions and feelings. Christmas is saying yes to hope based on good intention, which has nothing to do with what I think or I do. Christmas is believing that the salvation of the world is God's work and not mine. Things will never look just right or feel just right. If they did, someone would be lying. But it is into the broken world that a child is born who is called Son of the Most High, Prince of Peace, Savior. Thank you, Lord, that you came independent of my feelings and thoughts. Your heart is greater than mine. Maybe a dry Christmas, a Christmas without much feel or think, will be closer to the true mystery of God with us. What is asked is pure, naked faith. Father Henry J.M. Newman. His thought for the day was, what might I do to be more prepared to receive Christ and change by His? And for Saturday, this Christmas Eve, for surrendering ourselves to God by Mother Teresa. The reading is Philippians 2:7. Jesus Christ emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And Mother Teresa states, total surrender consists of giving ourselves completely to God because God has given himself to us. If God owes nothing to us and is ready to impart to us no less than himself, shall we answer with just a fraction of ourselves? To possess God, we must allow God to possess our souls. How poor we would be if God were not given to us the power of giving ourselves to Him. How rich are we now? How easy it is to conquer God, to give ourselves to Him? In God ourselves, there can be nothing more than our than God. To surrender means to offer God my free will, my reason, my own life in the past. My soul may be in darkness, trial and duress, May blind surrender. Surrender is also true. The more we surrender, the more we love God and us. If we really love others, we must be ready to take their place, to take this sins upon us, and to expiate them. There is no limit to God's love. It is without measure, and depth cannot be surrendered. We need the eyes of the deep faith to see Christ in the broken body and the dirty clothes on which most beautiful ones among the sons, men hide. We shall need the hands of Christ to touch those bodies wounded by pain and sickness. And Mother Teresa, a thought for today. How might I thank God for the gift of Jesus and offer myself as a gift in return? The Advent Prayer of Pope Francis. Let us upon our hearts to receive the grace of this Advent season with Christ himself, whom God our Father has revealed to the entire world, where God is born. Hope is born, where God is born. Peace is born, where peace is born, and there is no longer or hatred for war. God alone can save us and free us from any evil and selfishness in our midst. Let us welcome into our lives God's mercy, which Jesus Christ has bestowed on us, so that in return can show mercy in our brothers and sisters. In this way, we will make peace grow for Francis. We're also completing our preparation for Christmas, our prayer book. Today is the ninth and final day, December 24th. The census and the journey to Bethlehem. Time has came for Mary to have a child. The reading is Luke 2:1 through 5, according to the Gospel. Now it happened at the time of Caesar Augustus, an issue decree census to be made for the whole inhabited world. The first census took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and Joseph set out for the town of Nazareth to Galilee, traveling to Judah, the town of David's called Bethlehem, since he was David's house in line in order to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. Now it happened that while they were, the time came for her to have her child. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. He paused. O God, Savior of the world, Redeemer of all people, who is hidden in the flesh of Mary, and revealing yourself, left the vanity of your mother intact, we pray to you now to come to life on earth. We shall adore your two natures for which you shine so brightly. We shall sing hymns to you, our Lord, with honored faith, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, one in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sins, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, evening. So as we're completing our journey on this Christmas Eve, may we all have peace with all our families in this joyful time. May we have Merry, Merry Christmas to all. Thank you for listening to the Prayer and Lunch podcast this season, and have a great day.